Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 7. And today we're going to be talking about avoiding probate with a living trust. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, I want to encourage you to go back and listen starting in episode number 1. We've designed the first 10 episodes of this podcast to really give you an introduction to estate planning issues. So if you're new to the estate planning process, the first 10 episodes are going to give you a good foundation on which to build. Now, as I said, this week's topic is avoiding probate with a living trust. Back in episode number 4, we talked about why you want to avoid probate. In episode number 5, we talked about what a living trust is. Last week, in episode number 6, we talked about how ownership impacts your estate plan and impacts its effectiveness. And I encourage you especially to go back and listen to those 3 episodes, because those three all come together today in this episode. We know that probate is something that people want to avoid. We understand what a living trust is now. We understand how important ownership is to an effective estate plan. And when you bring those 3 things together, you really start to build an effective estate plan for you and your loved ones. So here's the key issue. Having a living trust does not cause your estate to avoid probate. Having a living trust where your assets are properly aligned with your estate plan will have your estate avoid probate. So, you know, We talked last week, if you die and you own an asset in your name and no one is able to do anything with it, you need to go to probate. The estate needs to go to probate in order to have someone with the legal authority to take care of that asset. If, however, you own those assets in a living trust, then the person who is the trustee of the trust can access and manage, do whatever needs to be done with those assets. So in a trust, of course, the trustee is the person who has the legal authority to use the assets of the trust to manage the real estate, sell real estate if it needs to be sold, access checking account, investment accounts, stock, automobiles, whatever they are. When you create a living trust, you are the trustee. But if you become incapacitated or when you pass away, there are successor trustees who are named in the trust. They have the authority in the trust document itself. When they take over as trustee, they can do everything that's required of them, and there is no need for a court to get involved in the process to give them the authority, because the trust is the owner of those assets, and the trust gives them the authority. So having a trust does not avoid probate. Having a trust and having your assets properly aligned with that trust are what make your estate avoid probate. So very, very critical combination of things. You know, a lot of people believe that if they have a trust, they're going to avoid probate. That's not the case unless their assets are properly aligned. So, you know, a lot of people will do a living trust simply because they want to avoid probate, which is a really good idea. There are other things, there are more things that trusts can do. In future episodes, we'll be talking about how trusts can be used to protect beneficiaries for lots of different reasons and how those things can be put together. I hope you'll join us for those. Next week, we're going to be talking about wills and how they work in probate. We're clear up some myths and misconceptions about that. Hope you'll join us for that. If you have any questions about your estate planning or if you'd like to meet with us about doing yours, you can reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. Thank you for being here with us today, and we'll hope to see you again next time. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website at chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.